Alright, and an ordinary construction which a person lives is called a
house.
In the plural?
Houses.
And these houses with common walls, but private, you know, separate doors to the street, and they own the building together.
That's a duplex.
Alright, how many people could live in there?
Well, two families.
What if there were more?
Well, you call it an apartment. Or a townhouse.
You ever heard the term row house?
Yes.
What's that?
I believe, my understanding, it's like a townhouse arrangement. Row houses, my understanding of row houses are that they are like townhouses.
Have you ever seen one? What would you call the? Have you ever seen any, for instance, in Clearing?
No, I haven't.
Okay. Now, if there were two families living in a building, you might call it a duplex. But if one family lived above the other, you'd call it an
apartment house.
Do you ever use any other term for that?
Just straight apartment.
All right. Do you ever use the term flat?
Two flat or three flat?
Yeah.
No.
Is that all?
I would call it.
Would you ever talk about a four flat?
Well, beyond two or three, I might call it four flat or six flat.
Uh huh. The flat, you don't talk about a.
If
build,
it's,
a building.
I wouldn't say it as two flat. I'd just say it's. I just call it a straight apartment, unless I was asked, and if somebody asked the number of apartments,
then
I might say it's
a
three flat.
You might call the apartments within the. I mean,
if I was giving the number
of dwellings within an apartment building,
right?
You would never call a building though. That's a flat. I mean, you'd call
not the building itself. I'd say it's an apartment building.
The sections,
but it has six flats.
I see. The largest outbuilding on a farm is called a
barn.
And the a building for storing corn.
Silo.
A building for storing other kinds of grain?
Well, I don't know that much about a farm. You probably store the other grain in the silo and the corn in the shed.
All right. The upper part of the barn is called the
loft.
And the out in front of your house, do the people walk along the
sidewalk?
And between the buildings, similar thing between the buildings.
Depends on whether you're talking to the city or out. We still have sidewalks, but it might be area way.
What's the difference?
The amount of space between the buildings.
Okay. Do you ever hear another term used besides area way?
Passageway.
Anything else?
No. Can't think of anything else.
Did you ever use the term gangway?
Yeah, but I never interpreted it as the same thing.
What does it mean?
Well, I always thought it was can't rightly say. But I never looked at it that way as far as between buildings. I always thought
See. No, yes. You think of a gangway in relation to a ship.
Yeah,
but
well,
you never used the term.
I don't
in
use
to
it
houses.
To a house. I'm thinking of the like the bridging of something that you have on a ship.
I see, good. The places for hay in the barn.
Well, that's a hayloft.
Alright.
Back to that other, that's a reflection on the area in which I grew up in.
Uh-huh.
Because there were apartments, but not that many. You go 2 miles farther in the city, or 3 miles, and you had predominant apartments.
Uh-huh.
Almost 40-50% is against the area in which you live. And where Judy grew up, that would have been true, too.
And they
she lived in an apartment, so they probably have more of a tendency to call it gangway.
I see. Gangway you relate to an apartment then.
I think more people that live in apartments would associate the word gangway.
Okay, good. How about a collection of hay? Call that a
hay mound.